We will now start page 2, part 1, Healing and Initiation of Body, Mind, Spirit. Just as an overview, this is, my version is about 50 pages, 57 pages, Principles of the One Infinite Creator, this or Ra, Healing and Balance. I felt a kind of higher mandate or request to put this together, actually. And I felt that it was important to do, although, frankly, right now, our group together is the first usage of this in any major way publicly. And this I put together five, six years ago. I don't even remember. And yet it seemed really important to do at the time. And it was, you know, a piece of work, actually. You know, you just look at it and look through it, but it took a bit of, you know, hunting and pecking and fishing and organizing to pull these sections from the four volumes into 10 chapters. Maybe it's being used on inner planes. I'm not sure. I'm sure, however, that its usage is far greater than just the half dozen people in our group. So these 10 sections are the heart of Ra's spiritual teaching. My second book, Universal Vision, has a subtitle which is Cosmic Evolution and Soul Evolution and Cosmic Plan. Soul Evolution represents the portion of work on energy consciousness. You know, what we are is energy consciousness. Matter is a manifestation of energy, so it's secondary. Energy consciousness. Energy is form. Consciousness is awareness or sentience. Mind, body, spirit is ultimately resolves to energy and consciousness, which is ultimately, you know, the same. Consciousness is energy, and energy is conscious. This material is the workable portion of what Ra provided in the 106 sessions. And it's only mentioned in passing in all other presentations of the Ra material that came after, you know, LNL's channeled books. So David Wilcock and me and the Bring Forth site and a couple of other, you know, study session sites for the Law of One and Jody Boyne a little bit are some of the only people who've really kept purity to the Law of One teaching in an easier presentation for the public. There are some others who talk about it who've convoluted it, frankly. You know, there are, I don't want to get into them, but they're all negative and or negatively influenced and or confused themselves and are riding on the coattails of the Ra material in a bumpy, confused way. So there are other presentations or adaptations of it, but aside from the few that I just mentioned, most of them are messed up and troubling and troublemaking for people. So I don't want to go further into that. These 10 sections, in a sense, represent all you need to know with a meditation practice for quite significant body-mind-spirit transformation. And Ra even gave some preliminary exercises. You have to bear in mind who built the pyramid and what the heck was the pyramid all about. Well, the pyramid was the initiation of humanity into a perspective that led to the development of mystery schools. Mystery schools, as a Western phenomenon, began, you could say, in Atlantis, but the modern version began with the Giza Pyramid, you know, after the fall of Atlantis. So Western mysticism or Western metaphysics all goes back to Ra, because it goes back to the pyramid. What was happening in Atlantis was carried over somewhat and systematized and condensed into the pyramid and, you know, the teachings on healing and initiation. So Ra came here basically to assist with transformation of consciousness, not to teach specifically about a seven-dimensional model of the universe or positive and negative contact or, you know, distortions of Tesla technology, or even to just talk about wanderers. You know, talking about wanderers is in the service of global assistance for transformation of consciousness and planetary energy. So it all resolves back to spiritual teaching. That's what they're about. You know, the law of one, they said, is our nature and our purpose. So conveying the law of one is their purpose, but their nature is the law of one, meaning awareness or being of oneness, you know, being one. All is one. That's what higher self is. That's what you are. That's what we are. That's what a being is. That's the essence of mind-body-spirit complex. Up a level is mind-body-spirit beingness complex. The beingness represents the sixth density portion of what we are. The totality represents the seventh density portion. And we'll get into this further here. One of these sections here. The self, then, in Ra's definition is mind, body, spirit, beingness, totality complex. The mind-body-spirit complex represents us in manifestation now in 3D. The beingness represents the sixth density self, and the totality represents the seventh. Yeah, Joel, could you mute your mic? We're picking up some background noise, or Renee is. So, you know, although these 10 chapters here have not been used by humans, I'm sure the Illuminati has used them or has had their people review them, which helps them, unfortunately. But, you know, Ra helped both polarities. So you can say that Ra actually supported the development of consciousness on both polarities in 3D, because the root of the Illuminati is also the pyramid, which represents, you can say, the condensation and distillation of Atlantean spiritual teachings. Now, this is the Western traditions, because the Eastern really is Buddha and Tao and Shinto and Hindu, and that's a little bit different or significantly different. But these 10 sections are really a piece of work. Not specifically, I mean, in terms of my preparation for them, which was also work, but the scope of what they offer. And so I recommend, you know, reading this a couple of times over and even printing it and binding it. I printed it and have it bound for myself. It's, you know, 50, 60 pages, not that long. And I've looked through it, and it's, you know, of course. And you know, it's very, very central teaching. Central in the way that it's centered in truth, in the truth of oneness and the way the reality of oneness and the teachings from the level of oneness regarding the transformation or healing and balance of consciousness and energy to return to the configuration of oneness. So, any questions right now before I jump in? That was a preface. Anybody will go down the line. Billy, anything you want to say? Or Earhart?
No, nothing now.
Okay. Earhart, any question or comment?
No, I'm fine. I'm looking forward. The only suggestion I would have, if the hum is getting stronger, you might want to consider for the time being if you have enough power left to unplug again your power adapter. But for now, it's okay. It's not too strong. Currently, it's not too strong.
Okay,
if
you know
it
what?
Would be too strong, I'll let you know.
Let me take it off. Let me go back on battery right now and tell
me. The main
me,
lecture, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, before I lecture. But I'm going to do it right now, and you tell me, Erhard or anybody, if the hum goes away. How about now? Am I humming? Or
well, it changed.
It's a different sound.
It's gone now.
Different sound. The
sound is gone.
It's a high pitched whine now.
Really?
Strange, yeah.
Like a whistle.
Okay, well. Okay.
Never mind.
Okay, well, maybe that's some negative contribution, but so which would you like, folks? Should I plug it in again? I'm going to plug it in now and you tell me what you think.
The hum.
Now we're back to the electricity. It's,
yeah, it's
not
better.
Left or right ear. Plug
it
in. Okay, this is better. All right. A hum is better than a whir. Okay. If you know the tune, just hum. All right. Any comments, Renee or Joel or Rosemary, anything?
No.
But he's good. Okay. Everybody's fine. Okay. So let's go. Let's get into this now. Healing and the Law of One. It's the first section of the first part. So Don asks, what is the Law of One and its relationship to healing? You have to remember that Don's original intention here was to get training to do healing. That's what he wanted. He wants to be trained to become a healer. That's what they felt they should be doing. That's, you know, an interesting point. So Ross says, the Law of One, though beyond the limitations of name, may be approximated by stating that all things are one, that there is no polarity, no right or wrong, no disharmony, but only identity. All is one, and that one is love light, light love, the infinite creator. One of the primal aspects of the Law of One is healing. Healing occurs when an entity realizes deep within itself the Law of One. That is, that there is no disharmony, no imperfection, that all is complete and whole and perfect. When this is realized, the intelligent infinity within the entity can reform the illusion of body, mind, or spirit to a form congruent with the Law of One. The healer is simply an energizer or catalyst for this completely individual process. So, in two paragraphs, you get the gist of the teaching. The Law of One can't be expressed fully in words. This is exactly the same as the first line of the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching means, Tao means the way. In Chinese, de is virtue. Jing means classic. So it's the classic book, the classic text of the way and its virtue, the way of virtue, the virtuous way. You know, it's a question of Tao De. What does that mean? Chinese, of course, have written a lot about that. The first line of the Tao Te Ching says, the Tao that can be spoken of is not the true Tao. The way, the path, the truth that can be spoken, that is spoken, is not the true way or path or teaching. And so the Law of One is beyond limitations of name. But you can say all things are one. There is no polarity, no right or wrong, no disharmony, but only identity. Identity means the identity of creation is itself. Our identity is creation. Is all. Our identity is the all, is all there is. All there is our identity. Now, living in nature, you can see that actually very well. It's not difficult in some way to sit quietly in front of a tree or a mountainside, looking into the green and feeling, I am that. I am this. Because there's no need for armoring. And living in a city, I mean, I have to share that perspective, but living in a city is inherent.